Thank you and good morning. Caltrans will host a memorial service at its District 1 headquarters in Eureka on Thursday to honor those Caltrans workers and contractors who have lost their lives while working in District 1 since 1927. The Eureka Memorial will be held a week before the state event, and Eureka-based Caltrans officials will note the 15 employees who have lost their lives while working on roads and highways in our region. The ceremony begins at 10 a.m. on Thursday. The public is welcome to attend. Statewide, 183 Caltrans workers have died while on the job since the department was formed. A heads up for Eureka residents interested in the progress city staff are making for the city's general plan update. The city will host a public workshop on Tuesday, the 28th, at the Warfinger Building. The public workshop will allow residents to weigh in on land use for key opportunity areas in the city, as well as any proposals for the annexation of surrounding lands, something that's been under discussion with city staff, according to city manager Greg Sparks.
We spent a lot of money doing a general plan update in California. These are very expensive plans. If we're going to spend a lot of money on it, we need to have something that's going to be worthwhile. And the area that we spent a lot of time having probably the most discussion was on annexation.
Public comment and input into the Eureka General Plan update is welcome from city residents. The Eureka Police Department honors an officer. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Eureka Police Department took time to recognize the stellar commitment of Officer Tim Cooper for his accomplishments during the past year. Officer Cooper, in the past month, has taken more than 130 pounds of processed marijuana and $27,000 in assets. During a five-week period, Cooper also seized over 7 pounds of methamphetamine, nearly 2 pounds of heroin, and $185,000 in cash. Cooper was also recognized nationally for the largest seizure of explosive materials on a proactive enforcement effort.
Thank you, Jordan. The sheriff's office is searching for Myers Flat resident 47-year-old James Bull, who was wanted in connection with an assault with a firearm at a neighbor's residence on Dyerville Loop Road on Sunday night. The victim told deputies that Bull had come to his house and began yelling, and then advanced up the driveway where he threw an object at the victim's vehicle and broke the windshield. The victim said that Bull then pulled out a firearm and a physical struggle occurred, but the victim was able to get the gun away from Bull, who fled the scene on foot. The man suffered minor injuries in the incident, and Bull remains at large. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for Humboldt County, and to the south, Mendocino officials are preparing for gale-force winds and high surf and seas as a storm moves through the region. That gale-force wind watch runs through tonight, and communities along the Mendocino coast will be affected. Be prepared for rain, high winds, and stormy weather as you head to work and school this morning. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sheriff Mike Downey has plans for the Hoopa Valley, plans that include an increased sheriff's office presence in the area. The Hoopa Tribal Police Department is in a bit of disarray. The chief has resigned, and it's down a few officers. Downey explains some of the details surrounding law enforcement on tribal lands.
California is a public law 280 state, which means that the sheriff of the county has the responsibility to enforce state law on tribal land. What we have done over the last 19, 20 years, we have deputized those officers in both Yurok and Hoopa tribal police that have the qualifications, deputized them as level one reserve so they can enforce state law on tribal lands.
The CHP has received a grant from HCOG to increase its traffic safety patrols in the Hoopa Valley area, and Downey said that his office is planning on increasing its presence as well.
I'm in the process right now of developing a new plan. We're doing a feasibility study on the valley and what the needs are. I placed a sergeant out there to take care of some of the supervision over the law enforcement end of things, and I'm working closely with the tribal council. Probably going to see a lot more sheriff's deputies, somewhat like it was 20 years ago when we did all the law enforcement. And we've always been there anyway, but you'll probably see a bigger presence.
The county began collecting sales tax from Measure Z on the 1st, and it will be with some of that revenue that will allow for a greater law enforcement presence in the underserved areas of the county, like the Hoopa Valley. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.